Because of the following special program, Wonder Woman and the Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
That's it. We're not doing an episode.
I know. You've been waiting for the listener special.
I know it's an important episode.
All right. We'll give it a try, but it's Christmas. I don't know what we can do differently to get people to listen.
Now, trust me.
Our only hope now is to parody a train wreck. But how are we going to find one that compares to the train wreck 2020 has been?
Great idea! We'll have people listening to this episode, no problem. Stand by. Let's give them a show they can't help but play on Christmas morning.
The Frugal Friends Holiday Special, starring Jen Smith as Jen, Jillian Sirianni as Jill, and Eric Sirianni as the voice of Eric, with special guest stars Kathy, Mackenzie, Patty, Colleen, Catherine, and Natalie. It's a listener call-in episode on the Frugal Friends Holiday Special. I don't know why I'm talking this way. Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to episode 140 of the Frugal Friends podcast. This is the Frugal Friends Holiday Special. I hope all our fellow nerds appreciate that as much as I did. I am Jen.
I'm Jill. I know nothing about Star Wars except for like Chewbacca.
Yes, and thank you so much to copyright law that allows us to parody famous works without explicit permission from the copyright holder. Please don't come after us, Disney. We love you. And as a Florida resident with a toddler, I give you a lot of my money every year anyways.
Yes, I love the underhanded,
yeah.
Don't come after me.
Please, God.
Today is a special day because it's... well, Christmas, but also...
but not even that. That's not even the reason.
That's not even it. Today, we're sharing some of your best frugal tips. We get to hear all of your amazing voices on the show today. So listen for yourself if you've called in. Listen for your friends if you did not call in. But first, our sponsors.
Yes. Today, we have one sponsor on the show, and it is not suing us. Because we don't want to be sued. I'm talking to you, Disney.
It's just a quick sponsor.
Okay. Let's.
Merry Christmas.
It's not going to be a long episode because it's Christmas and we're all doing other things. But this is one you can play for your fam. So we're here for it.
Something for everybody.
All right. Our first frugal tip is from Kathy. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is your frugal friend, Kathy, in Virginia. My tip isn't exactly earth-shattering because you talk about this on the show all the time, but I just wanted to say to anyone who has not yet tried shopping for groceries at Aldi, you really want to do it. I finally made the switch, and I have three teenage boys at home, and with COVID, they're home all the time now, and we have saved over $100 a week by switching to Aldi. So in the course of a year, that's pretty big savings. Keep up the great work. I really enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
Whoa, Kathy. Wow. In Virginia. Yes. And we can't say it enough. We've tried to be sponsored by Aldi. It didn't happen.
Literally, we did try. Yes. Jill wrote out this beautiful proposal. She got help from like somebody that does this for a living and no response.
They're just like, we already know our people love us.
Yeah.
But I think especially around the holidays, I mean, all year round, you're talking about amazing savings, but something that I've noticed is that they do have special things that they might not have year round around the holidays, which is amazing. Particularly, I love the cheese board, like making cheese boards and charcuterie. Mm-hmm. And Aldi has really, this sounds like a sponsor. It's not. I'm literally just affirming what Kathy is saying.
Yes.
We buy like cheese and nuts, and that's like a fun in-home date night for us. Or when you have people over.
I mean, they have a $5 like meat thing. I almost said meat pouch, but that doesn't sound great. It's a charcuterie. And sometimes I will just eat that.
Put it in
for
my
lunch.
Meat pouch.
No. But it's more than just the Aldi wine advent calendar. I love so many things at Aldi. Mm-hmm. And gosh, I think my child has lived off of their pouches this year.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking best frugal tips. And when you're saving $100 a week on groceries, that is the number one area that we're all looking to cut.
I know.
Year round is food and groceries. So that is amazing. And it doesn't sound like you've cut back entirely, Kathy, on buying food because you've got a bunch of teenage boys. It's just that the food is less expensive.
I know, you can't with teenagers.
And there are still people out there who are Aldi averse.
Yeah.
It's scary to them, the quarter that goes in the cart, but bring a friend, you'll be fine.
Yes, if you can bring a friend to your Aldi, it's great.
And actually, through COVID, they're not doing the quarter in the cart because it's not as sanitary. So a lot of times.
Oh, mine is doing quarter in the cart.
Already. Oh, maybe up in PA, they weren't. They were wiping the carts down for you.
Oh, yeah. For a while, they weren't. They're making you do the quarter now, though.
Oh, well.
And they're like, wipe your own cart. It's back to Aldi standards.
Wipe your own cart. Get your own quarter.
They do offer a lot of wipes. Yeah. And quarters. And they'll let you keep your cart when they're putting the food into the cart at checkout. So they have taken a lot of safety precautions and steps this year. So
it really sounds like we're experts on this.
I mean, we've been shopping at Aldi for a while. So
true.
We kind of are.
Thanks, Kathy. We affirm your tip. That's a great one.
All right. This next tip is from Mackenzie.
Hey, frugal friends. Okay. This one is tried and true, but anything in your house that is disposable, start using things that are not disposable. For example, instead of paper towels, you can use rags. Instead of paper napkins, cloth napkins. Instead of tampons, you can use a Diva cup. Instead of disposable diapers, you can use cloth diapers. And maybe you aren't able to make these swaps 100%, but a little bit here and there really does add up. And it might just shave off $20 from my monthly budget, but that $20 adds up to thousands of dollars over the years. Okay, be frugal.
Ah, thank you, Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel strongly about that because I finally made the switch to cloth napkins this year.
You did? I've been to your house.
After wanting to do it for a while.
Mm-hmm. I can affirm it. There's no disposable napkins or paper towels to be had.
Mm-hmm. So if we'll go to a fast food place and they'll put napkins in our bag, we don't throw those out. We save them. They go underneath the cloth ones for when we do need a disposable one.
Now I know where to find your disposable napkins.
That is where you find them, yeah.
It's so smart, and I know that we've talked about this in a variety of ways too, that it's not only cost effective, but it is also environmentally friendly and sustainable, which is always lovely when we can pair multiple positive things together with money savings and sustainability. So this reusable instead of disposable, I completely concur. In some ways, it might increase some time and effort and energy, but sometimes that's not even the case and it's just money saving.
Yeah. And I do like that she emphasized you don't have to make the changes 100%. So while I 100% advocate for sustainability, like I'm not perfect. I use regular diapers. Like that's me. That's who I am. But I'll try and do it in things that don't involve poop, like all the rags and the cloth napkins and trying to reuse glass jars and stuff.
I draw the line somewhere.
I personally draw the line at poop, and some people don't, and that's totally okay. Like, more power to them. So, yeah, you don't have to make the changes 100%. Just maybe aim for like one per quarter or one every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, after 5 years, you've made 10 changes, like 10 sustainable changes that will last you the rest of your life.
It is amazing to me how many things can be switched to something reusable. And Mackenzie, you just gave us a great list, and the list doesn't end there. And I like how you started out with, look around at what is disposable. That can kind of help us to reframe and reorient to something that's not. One of the things that we do is water bottles. Reusable water bottles. We have a ton of guests in, but I still refuse to get a whole case of water bottles. I just have a bunch of reusable water containers that I got on the clearance section. And when people come to visit, they have their water bottle when they're here. So that's my one small thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. You can like look in your trash and see what's disposable. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's like produce bags and stuff. So bringing my own plastic bag or reusable produce bag to put produce or meats at the grocery store.
Nice.
And gosh, if you shop Aldi, you're already bringing your own reusable bags for your groceries. But yeah, just look around and say, this is one swap I'm going to make first quarter or first half of 2021.
Yeah, just try one thing. That's great.
I love it. All right, our next tip is from Patty.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is Patty up in Alberta, Canada. My favorite beginner tip for saving money, I'm not sure where I heard it, but it's if you want to save money on shopping, don't go shopping. It cracks me up, but you can't do it on groceries or necessities. However, I definitely slashed my clothing budget by not using shopping as entertainment. Thanks. Bye.
Giving it to us straight, Patty.
No, Patty in Alberta, Canada, you're just cutting to the chase right here. And it's laughable, but I do think your correlation to shopping as entertainment is a pitfall many of us find ourselves in. And just saying, I'm good with what I have. I'm not going to go shopping. The best way to save money is to not spend it. So this is one of the low-hanging fruits of that. If I don't need something, or even if I can do with what I have, let me try to just not even go out and put myself in the position where I might purchase. And this is where that we can pair this with a no-spend challenge. I like how you mentioned, yes, we need to get groceries and the essentials, but otherwise, let's not even put ourselves in the arena to be spending money unnecessarily.
Yeah, I talk to people all the time who, for some reason, I mean, you get bored and there's TJ Maxx and you think, I could just walk around. And then they're like, I think I can do that. And then I end up with a cart full of stuff. So we kind of, when we start to live this frugal lifestyle, we kind of start to trick ourselves into thinking, I can control myself, but those bad habits can still come out. And the best way to save yourself from shopping is to just not put yourself in a place where shopping is possible.
Mm. Well said.
Yes.
We might have gotten some self-control, but that doesn't mean we can always go in and keep all of our money in our pockets.
Yeah. Don't put that added pressure on yourself. Your self-control is finite. So if you are feeling depleted, then why would you put yourself in that situation? No, that was a great one, Patty. Thank you. Our next one is from Colleen.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jill. So my name's Colleen. I'm from England. Big fan, obviously. My number one frugal tip is to always be prepared. Always check your bag before you leave. Always make a list. And it'll prevent all those little purchases from when you walk out without your bottle of water, or you forgot your stamps, or you forgot to take your swimming costume on holiday, or your sunscreen, because, yeah, I've bought a £20 bottle of sunscreen from an airport before. So yeah, that's my number one frugal tip. Thanks for all you do, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's such an underrated frugal tip because so much of the things that make frugality not cheap just involves planning.
Mm.
Just putting it on a piece of paper and remembering things.
Oh, I cannot affirm this enough. And I'm so glad, Colleen, that you put this into words and the way that this can be a frugal tip. There have been times where I'm out and about and I'm thirsty. I'm going to buy a bottle of water. Granted, that's not that expensive, but if I do that constantly, I'm not saving myself any money there. So bringing bottles of water, having bags in the car, personally, I keep sunscreen in the car. I keep sunscreen in a bag in the house. I keep sunscreen out on the back patio. I take this so far. I have, and I probably mentioned this in a previous episode, I have gift wrapping supplies in my car. I have scissors and string and tape and tissue paper and bags and wrapping paper because it kills me if I'm going somewhere and I last minute decide, or I don't know how it happens. I just feel like I find myself in a situation where, like, I'm giving a gift, but I don't want to buy the paper when I know I've got the paper. So I just always keep stuff in my car. You don't know how many times having scissors in my car has come in handy.
I can imagine.
Or I'll be on my way somewhere and I want to just bring somebody some flowers. So I'll pick up some flowers, but I'm like, I don't want to have to buy the vase and all this and that. And so I'll sometimes have extra jars in my car from cleaned out cans of pasta. And then the scissors in my car so I can make my own floral arrangement.
Problems when you are too generous, when you are too nice. These are the types of problems you have.
But there's still areas where I don't want to spend money on these things that are going to cost me every single time when I already have it on hand. So anyhow, I affirm, make the list, check it twice. See how I wove in Christmas there?
Yes.
And be prepared to go out and have all the things that you need, because those last minute silly expenses, well, they're annoying and they also can set us back in the long run.
Mm-hmm. My being prepared is with food for my toddler. Just every time I leave the house, make sure I have a pouch and one of those little teething crackers. I can avoid meltdowns and avoid stopping at fast food places to just get a 4-pack of nuggets. So having a kid has really taught me even more so to just be prepared and save yourself the trouble later. I always think of that Adam Sandler song, pretty recent one, where it's like phone, wallet, keys. Phone, wallet, keys. And he just says that over and over. So now whenever I leave the house, I sing that song. But then also at the end, by the end of it, he's singing 20 things in a row.
That's so,
so my song has gotten longer over the years as well. Phone, wallet, keys, pouch, cookie.
Jacket.
Water. So many things. Yes. Yeah. So many things.
Just have a survival pack in your car and by the door.
And a gift survival gift pack survival. If you are super generous like Jill.
I'm not that generous, but it is probably an odd thing, but it has helped me. I've been able to give frugally.
Absolutely. And beautifully.
Aww.
Because just because it's frugal doesn't mean it's not beautiful.
Oh, so true.
Yes. All right. Our next tip is from Catherine.
Hey, frugal friends. This is Catherine from Arkansas. My frugal tip, and it's not as much frugal, but more just minimalist lifestyle tip, is something that Jen and Jill, I think, kind of mentioned on an episode, and I took it and ran with it. I have gotten really into watching videos on YouTube that are of people going through things and purging, or, you know, getting rid of things, decluttering. I found a channel in particularly that I really love, and you should go check her out. Her name is Natalie Bennett, and she is just a normal mom who has 3 kids, and she does a series on her channel where she goes through every room in the house and declutters, and it is so inspirational. Every time I watch one of her videos, I go and clean something out at my house too, because it makes me realize that there's so much I have and so much that my kids have and my husband has that we don't need. And every time I watch and every time I declutter something, I get a huge bag of stuff I can take to donations. There's been several things I've been able to sell on Facebook Marketplace or through a local consignment store too. And so I've been able to get, you know, a little bit money back for some of that stuff that we really didn't need to own in the first place. So go check Natalie Bennett out. Go declutter your house. See ya.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for that one. It really is when your home is decluttered, your mind is also decluttered. And there's like a psychological connection. And when your mind is at peace and not stressed out by like surrounding physical clutter, you can make better decisions because your mind is more at rest more often, and better decisions translate to better spending decisions as well. So there's so many parallels with frugality that decluttering brings. Mm-hmm.
And I like your tip of finding others to watch and follow and the motivation that that provides. Not only the soothing aspect of it, of watching somebody else declutter and seeing how nice it looks afterwards, but it also motivates us to see, well, I wonder what I have. And then even in that process, not only are you cleaning out your house and making it more functional and usable and less mind clutter, it also creates opportunity for us to give to other people who might need some of the things that we're not using and make some money on things that we're not using that we could sell. So this is another one where I think a lot of really great things merge together, and it is frugal, and it also saves us money, and it helps to give us peace of mind, and a lot of things converge with this one. So I like this tip, Catherine. Thanks.
Yes. And Catherine actually had another tip. She gives a bonus tip for us. And she gave it as a bill of the week a while ago, but she and her husband used a balance transfer credit card to pay off their debt. And they actually had a loan officer at their local bank tell them, hey, instead of getting a personal loan to pay this off, why don't you use a balance transfer credit card because it's small enough to pay off in the 0% interest time. So if you are committed and this is something that you're like on the journey to paying off debt and you have already started getting your spending under control and all of that, definitely not something I would do like just starting out when you haven't dove into this yet. If you're at the place where you're like, okay, I'm getting this, we're on a roll, then definitely something to try.
It could be a hack. And I like that Catherine says it's not for everybody, but for her and her spouse, it worked. And it also gave a time frame. They had 21 months to pay that off. And so that was almost a goal for them to reach, and they did it.
Yes, I love that. All right, and our next tip is from Natalie.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is Natalie, and I am from Nova Scotia, Canada. I just listened to your podcast about money hacks, and I was actually calling because in Canada, we also have website that you can go online and look and see if there's money left in your name or anyone else in your family's name. And 8 years ago, I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and I was up overnight breastfeeding. So I found out about this, and I started Googling everyone in my family. And I actually found $40,000 in the name of my grandmother, who has long since passed. And we have tried to get the money. My dad has also passed, so his last remaining brother is the one who's supposed to do it, and he's less than motivated for some odd reason. But what's nice is that whenever he does it, or in the future, whenever he passes, all that money will go to me, my sister, and my two cousins. So I like to think that even though he won't do it now, that $10,000 will be ready for us at some point in our life when we need it. Love the podcast. Just thought I'd share. And yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
That's awesome to know that that's in Canada too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natalie, that's amazing. And if you wouldn't have taken the time to do a simple Google search, it's possible nobody would have known about this and the money would have just sat there. Who knows what they end up doing with it long term, but
I know.
That's amazing. And it's also really great to hear of your patience in this process, that you know it's there, but you're not greedy for it right now, recognizing that there's an aspect of patience here to say, you know what, whenever we do get that money, it will be at the right time and we'll be able to utilize it for what we need at that point. So that's so great to hear. And congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Natalie is referring to our episode with Lisa Rowan, where we talk about her book, Money Hacks. And that was probably the most popular tip from the episode.
So great.
And I will say it was our most downloaded episode of 2020. So that one was number one. And that was everyone's favorite.
Well, it was everyone's favorite because we also have had a lot of people reach out to us saying, oh, I actually looked up my name or family members' names and found that there's money. It's not always $40,000 that people find.
Right.
But yeah, a good amount of people do realize, whether it's from previous rentals and unreimbursed security deposits or who knows. Money left in will certainly is sometimes how others find money, but it is a good tip. You never know.
For sure.
Do you know what else is a really great hack and always everybody's favorite part of the episode?
Oh, it's my most listened to episode part.
The Bill of the Week.
It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
All right, y'all. So it's a special episode and we just featured all y'all. So instead of bringing another one of you on, you greedy people, we're actually going to do our own Bill of the Week. And Sweet Jill is going to present it for us.
Sweet Jill. I don't think I've ever been described that way, but I'll take it.
I describe you that way to everyone.
Oh, thank you. You might not know me.
I don't really know you. You just seem nice.
That's awesome. Our Bill of the Week, this is a shared Bill of the Week because it's Christmas and we're doing something fun and we're just switching it all up. The bill we paid to purchase the balloons for the celebration of 1 million downloads. Woo! In case you haven't been watching, I don't know, I guess basically on our website or on Instagram, Facebook. Frugal Friends podcast has reached 1 million downloads. Actually, we have surpassed it at this point, which is so exciting. Thanks to you all.
Yes.
And Jen and I celebrated and took some pictures together, purchased a 1 and an M helium balloon, gold helium balloon. Feel free to check it out on our Instagram page, Frugal Friends podcast. Anyhow, that was awesome. We had fun, popped confetti in my house, and I'm still finding it everywhere, but that's all right because it was fun.
Oh my gosh.
But I do still have the balloons. Jen's like, do you have the balloon in the background? This was like weeks ago. And turns out I do. It looks a little sad and sorry.
I just see this gold corner just like peeping out of the side of her video. I was like, is that the balloon?
This is, well, here you go. You're seeing frugality at its finest. It's just ingrained in me. So I had these balloons. Jen just left them at my house after we had our whole party along with all the confetti. Thanks, Jen. And then I had two guests come in to stay with me for a week. And I usually like to, you know, make the bed and leave some flowers on the night table, nightstand, whatever you call it. And I had these balloons and I realized, oh, I can repurpose this. So I had a 1 and an M, and it was actually my boss who was coming in to stay with me. So I wrote like, number one boss, you're the best, and put it in her room. And then the other woman who was coming to stay, her last name is Mangum. So I was able to use the M for her last name and then just wrote all kinds of stupid stuff on it, like magnificent Mangum mother. M is for Mangum, mature, moral, all this stuff, and put that in her room. And it was just fun, and they felt special, and I reused the horror balloons. That was my long bill of the week. This is why we have people call in, because we can't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great story, and I'm sure she really appreciated it.
She did. She thought it was humorous, at least.
Good. Well, if you have a bill of the week where you're reusing balloons or whatever you are reusing, then please let us know about it. frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill and leave us your bills with a Z.
Do it.
This bill of the week is brought to you by Green Chef. We don't promote many products, but one we love is meal kits. They're helpful when you're traveling or in busy seasons of work, stuff like that. In any situation where it's easy to fall back on takeout, if you plan a bit ahead, Green Chef makes cooking easy with options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around.
And Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company with recipes for paleo, keto, and plant-powered diet, all including a variety of organic ingredients. Eric and I just got a box and it had the most amazing Greek feta burgers. I like feta. And it saved us so much time with some pre-chopped ingredients, pre-made sauces, dressings, and pre-portioned spices. Hashtag no waste.
Yes, I love that my kit included ingredients I wouldn't buy a whole thing of, but I got to try in just the right amount. And Green Chef actually puts the highest emphasis on sustainability of other meal kit boxes, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every single box. So you don't have to feel bad about that packaging.
Go to greenchef.com/frugal80 and use code frugal80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/frugal80. Use code frugal80 for $80 off and free shipping. And now it's time for
the lightning round. Okay, so we were going to do one thing, and then I think actually we should go and go through our top episodes for the year. What do you think, Jill?
Top episodes of 2020. You know, there's not many good things about 2020, but I am curious, what stood out to people this year?
What did they want to listen to? Well, so this past year, I'll give you our top five right here. So this one actually, so I said Money Hacks was our top downloaded one, but this one just surpassed it.
Whoa, sorry, Lisa.
Yeah, but it's our personal finance basics. That was actually a rerun of a popular episode. And apparently guys still loved it because even the rerun was our most downloaded episode of this year.
That's great.
Yeah. And then second was the Money Hacks episode with Lisa Rowan. Coming in at number three was actually another rerun. It's How a No-Spend Month Can Help Your Finances. And yeah, that was, again, one of our most downloaded episodes in our first year. And still, even the rerun. Coming in at number four is How to Make Budgeting Work for You with Rachel Cruz. And then number five, Why You Need a Budget with Jesse Meekum of YNAB.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are our top ones. We switched hosting this year. So those are the ones from Audio Boom, and I just didn't take the time to combine them.
Mm.
So I will tell you our top ones that we're around the same download count on Simplecast too. So we sat episode 92, which was reducing food waste with Debt Kickin' Mom. And then we had Frugal Self-Care. That was episode 93. And let's see, we have episode 97, How to Transition from Spender to Saver. That one was a super popular episode. I hope you guys are writing these down. It's Christmas, so like I know you're not driving.
And I've got them in the show notes too, if in case you're not.
Perfect. Perfect. And yeah, those are our most downloaded episodes.
It's a nice combination of interviews and non-interviews. Mm-hmm. So it's neat to see both styles of our podcast people are tuning into and finding benefit from. But my personal favorites are interviews. Mm-hmm. So that's nice to see that our Frugal Friends community is really enjoying other voices. And I think that is, it's one of the things that is our watermark, is that mm-hmm. we bring in community members to talk and share, because no one of us is an expert on all things frugal.
Yes, definitely. How many episodes was that? Did I put down? Was that enough? Was that 10?
I don't think that was 10. Eight.
Eight. Okay. I need two more. Okay. So we also have tips for creating a capsule wardrobe you'll love for years. That was another replay. But y'all love capsule wardrobes and minimalism. And then the last one on our top 10 is how to cut back on emotional spending with Leslie Tane.
Ooh, I liked that one too.
That was another really good one. Yeah.
I liked her.
It was one of those episodes where you go in just thinking, oh, this is just going to be another interview. And then you leave and you're like, whoa, mm-hmm. it was much more than I thought. We got a lot more from that one than I anticipated going in. So thanks, Leslie, for reaching out and coming on. So those were our top 10 of 2020.
Amazing. Looking forward to 2021, being with all of you guys and ringing in the new year and yes. just continuing to talk about frugality, because we can't get enough, clearly. Even when we have reruns, we can't get enough.
I know. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to give us a gift this year, then leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or if you've already, grab the person next to you with the iPhone and write a review for us on their phone. And I think that's probably against the terms of service, but it's the best gift that you can give us this holiday season. Kind of, you know, like Jellies and Bellies did for us. She gave us the gift of 5 stars, hopefully on her own iTunes account. But she said, Jen and Jill, the hosts make frugality fun. I've been listening to this podcast for almost a year now, and I love it. Listening to this podcast helped me address my spendthrift issues and adopt frugality and budgeting as a whole way of living. Although there are a few things discussed in the podcast which are not applicable directly to Indian listeners, there are some gems in each episode which are applicable to everyone around the globe, irrespective of the country. Happy listening.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Jellies and Bellies, we appreciate your listening for a whole year. You've been with us for so long now.
I know. Yes. Awesome. You've heard all of those episodes that we just mentioned.
Yes, exactly. We also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode and tag us on Facebook or Instagram, we're adding you to our monthly drawing. For every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we're giving away a copy of the Frugal Friends workbook. Mm. This is a great way to start out the new year, not only with friends and community working through the workbook together, but also just helping us get on track with our finances. So you can certainly purchase it yourself, and you can also enter to win it. It's my little plug.
Ah, as you should. So keep leaving us reviews on iTunes or Stitcher, please. They help people find the show and know that it's legit. It's not just two girls sitting in a closet just chatting about their lives, though it is. We just won't tell them that. And email those reviews to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you take a screenshot before you hit submit. And don't forget to tag us on social at Frugal Friends Podcast.
See you next week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year. Christmas.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
That should be next year. We have where we actually finally can sing our songs.
No.
Because that's pretty much what we do in every episode anyhow. So we should just let ourselves finally do a song and dance.
I don't like to think of myself as a podcaster. I like to say I'm a professional hummer. I'm not a singer by any means, but I am a professional hummer.
And you can dance, girl. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. But when I say I'm a professional dancer, people get the wrong idea. So that's why I don't say that.
I stick with humming.
Yeah. Jill, I propose that we do this like on the show, but then we got a better idea.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, if money was no object, what would you get me for Christmas?
Yes. Well,
it'll say a lot about like what we think about each other. Yes. Like what we would get each other if money was no object.
Oh, there's so many things. And this is hailing back to our interview with Chris Hogan, where we asked the question, if I were a rich girl and money were no object, what would we buy? And combined, Jen and I did not spend more than $500 if money was no object. Ourselves.
But because it's for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely spend more.
Hands down, I would get you an entire shipment of wine. And I would send you on a cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I'd come with you. That would be, yes, that would be also part of my gift.
That would be the best gift, yeah. We would take an Alaskan cruise, yes, like we've been talking about.
And smuggle in all of the wine.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That does sound like a dream.
What are you getting me?
I would get you.
No. What are you getting me?
Let's talk theoretically first. Let's not get this together out of ourselves. I would get you custom tricked out boat upholstery.
Ooh.
Like we would, short of covering that thing in gold.
Yes.
It would just be the comfiest, most luxurious place to hang out.
I see your style because that would benefit you too. Apparently, we just want to like do fun things together out on the water.
Yes.
that's the reality. We want to be on a boat. We should do a podcast on the boat.
Oh my gosh, we could write off the whole thing. We podcast out every day.
Get those tricked out.
We could
just
write off the whole boat. No.
And for context, Eric, this is a whole other thing I was trying to avoid talking about on the podcast, but here we are. It's Christmas. Eric found a boat on Facebook Marketplace for very inexpensive that did require a good deal of work and still does, but it works. And we were able to get out on Tampa Bay, which is fun. And
yeah.
Hashtag no regrets, but I will say anytime I do feel the pinch of our finances, that is the scapegoat. If we wouldn't have bought this boat. And Eric's just like, we're getting rid of the boat. If you're just going to keep coming back to it every single time, I'm like, yeah, get rid of the boat then. So, you know, it's a love-hate relationship.
I know. You love it when you're on it. You hate it when you don't see $1 million in your bank account.
Exactly. So. But.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for your theoretical gift. I love it.
Oh, thank you.